Hello, welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalom Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Nun Dalet 54 in Sefer Tehillim. Nun Dalet was composed when David was particularly depressed and downcast. He orchestrated this maskil, a song of enlightenment, for many musical instruments, niginos. Lamnatseach bin ginos, maskil David. It was designed to raise his spirits, and therefore he needed many musical instruments to accomplish this feat. The cause of his melancholy was the knowledge that members of his own Shevet, Shevet Yehuda, the Zifim, gleefully had reported his whereabouts to Shaul in order to curry favor with their king. How shocking, how devastating, that his own brethren would act like common bounty hunters. Let's revisit this story in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel. It says there that David sought refuge in Midbar Zif. Vayivakshehu Shaul kol hayamim v'lo nisano elokim biyado. Although Shaul sought him out for quite a long time, Hashem did not cause David to be caught by Shaul. But the people of Ziph voluntarily offered Shaul information that could have led to his capture. They claimed, "Hello, David mistater imanu. David, in fact, is hiding amongst us." David is terrified of those who would use their free will to capture him and put him to death. He begs Hashem to save him for God's own sake. Bishimcha hoshi'eni. Save me so that there might be a Kiddush Hashem. He asks God in his great power to vindicate him. Ubigvurascha sidineni. David, fearful that his enemies would have their way with him, asks God to hear his unspoken prayer and act upon it. Shema tefilasi, even as later David will articulate it. Ha'azina le'imrei fi. In Pasuk Hei, David identifies two groups of pursuers. Kizarim kamu alai, V'aritzim bikshu nafshi. On the one hand, there are zarim, strangers, who would rise up against him. And, on the other hand, aritzim, ruthless men with murderous intent. Ironically, it is the zifim, the people from his own shevet, who are identified here by David as the zarim, the strangers. They are strangers to Shaul, and yet champion his cause. And they have estranged themselves from David, despite familial ties. After all, they are Zifim, liars. They boldly lied and exaggerated to Shaul. And in their behavior, they put the lie to the claims of family loyalty. Shaul's men are clearly the ruthless ones, the Aritzim, who seek David's very life. But what these two groups have in common is not being God mindful of God's will, of God's presence in their life. David can declare, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, Hashem is always placed before me. These men, lo samu elokim lenegdam selah, they are not mindful of God. David acknowledges that Hashem indeed helps him. Hashem ozer li. In fact, Hashem is behind the scenes, supporting those who support him. Hashem v'somchei nafshi. We see these groups of people, Shaul, the Zifim, contrasted with Yonasan in Perek Chav Gimel of Shmuel Aleph. Just as David is hiding and fearful for his life, it is Yonasan who comes to him in the desert and says, Al tira, do not fear. Ki lo timtza'acha yad Shaul avi. You will not be caught by my father Shaul. Atatim lochal Yisrael. I have confidence that you will rule over the Jewish people. Vayichrusu shnehem bris lifnei Hashem. Yonasan was b'somchei nafshi, amongst those who supported David. And now, in Kapitel Nun Dalet, David slips up. In his self-confessed anger, he allows a strangled cry to escape his lips. Yashiv hara l'shorerai, ba'amitcha hatzmisem. He begs Hashem, because they denied your truth, cut them off. How did David's enemies deny the truth? They denied and refused to believe that David would ultimately reign. And thereby, they denied God's own words delivered through his prophet, Shmuel. The Alshech explains, though, that David immediately regretted asking Hashem to act for God's own honor and kill off David's enemies with the Midas Hadin. And instead, as a new spirit of generosity envelops David, he entreats Hashem not to kill his enemies. He does not want to be the cause of his enemies' demise. Let them merely witness my miraculous saving and acknowledge your role in my life, Hashem. Then I can look them in the eyes. And that is exactly how the story in Midbar Zif ends. David is nearly captured by Shaul. Shaul is on the mountain on one side. David is on the other side. And Shaul and his men, Otrim el David, ve'el anashav l'tafsam, they're just on the verge of capturing David. And what happens? Umalach ba el Shaul. A messenger, clearly a heavenly messenger, came to Shaul saying, Mahara, quick! Ulecha, go! Ki pashtu plishtim al ha'aretz. The plishtim are attacking. Although David seemed impassably surrounded, this messenger from God was there to divert Shaul to a different battle at that very moment. This miracle was evidence of Hashem's special role in David's life. And as David says, Ki mikol tzara hitzilani, indeed, from every distress, you, Hashem, have rescued me. Uba'ayvai ra'asa'ini. And now I can look my enemies in the face as they witness my miraculous saving. Unbelievable. I would like to suggest something at this point that I think is very important in our study of Tehillim and in our study of Navi, and that is the relationship between David and Shaul. We see great reluctance on David's part to harm Shaul in any way, but I would like you to read between the lines and see that there is an equal resistance on Shaul's part to actually harm David. Have you noticed that every opportunity Shaul has to kill David somehow goes awry? He just misses spearing him. Oh, and when he surrounds the house to kill him, he holds off till the morning. In other words, giving David a chance to escape. And right here, Shaul was just minutes away from annihilating David, and he's called away on more important business. What I'd like you to realize is that the Ruach Ra'ah does not represent the truest wishes of the exalted neshama of Shaul HaMelech. And the true Yeshua here is that Hashem grants Shaul his truest wish, and that is to preserve David's life. Thank you for studying together. L'Iloy Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.